From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Major Western powers say they are united in their approach to talks on Iran's nuclear program and will reject any agreement that does not meet their demands. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said in a statement after meeting with his counterparts from France, Germany, and the United States that substantial progress had been made in talks with Tehran. However, he said that there are still key areas where agreement has not been possible.
But there are other areas where we do not have agreement, and the time has come now for Iran in particular to take some very tough decisions if we are going to see progress made.
The six world powers, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States, are trying to reach a deal with Iran over its nuclear program by the end of the month. Western powers want to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Tehran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only and wants crippling sanctions removed. Yemeni officials said Saturday the United States was pulling its remaining forces out of Yemen one day after suicide bombers killed at least 137 people at two mosques in the rebel-controlled capital, Sana'a. The U.S. military has not confirmed the announcement. About 100 U.S. special forces are stationed at Al Anad Air Base in the south. That's where the U.S. launched drone attacks against Al-Qaeda targets inside Yemen. Earlier, President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi made his first televised speech since fleeing house arrest. He demanded that Shiite Houthi rebels leave government ministries they have occupied, pull their forces out of the capital, and return to UN-sponsored peace talks. This is VOA News. Imprisoned Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan has called for an end to decades of fighting by his Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the call was made in a letter to Kurds celebrating Nowruz, or New Year, in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast.
Hundreds of thousands of Kurds gathered in Diyarbakir, the main city in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast, to celebrate Newroz and hear from the imprisoned Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan. In a letter read by Parliamentary Deputy Surasuriye Önder of the pro-Kurdish HDP, Öcalan called for an end to the armed struggle by his PKK rebel group.
PKK'nin Türkiye Cumhuriyeti'ne karşı yaklaşık 40 yıldır yürüttüğü
We find it necessary for the PKK to convene a congress to end the 40-year-long armed struggle against the Turkish Republic and adapt itself to the spirit of a new era, he said. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A senior Russian official says that Moscow is not seeking a confrontation with NATO. The Russian Interfax news agency reported Saturday that Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov's statement came at a news briefing for foreign defense attachés in Moscow. Russia's relations with the West have reached a low point because of Russia's annexation of Crimea 1 year ago and Russia's support for pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on congressional Republicans to confirm Loretta Lynch, his nominee to replace Eric Holder as attorney general. In his weekly media address, the president said that no one could argue with Lynch's qualifications. He urged Republicans to stop playing politics with the nomination and act in the country's best interest.
Congress should stop playing politics with law enforcement and national security. They should support good people in both parties who want to reform our criminal justice system. And that means they should end the longest confirmation process for an attorney general in three decades and give Loretta Lynch a vote.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has warned there will be no vote on Lynch, who would be the country's first female African-American attorney general, until the Senate passes legislation on human trafficking. However, Democrats object to anti-abortion language that has been added to the bill. And tens of thousands of people greeted Pope Francis Saturday in Italy's impoverished south, where he addressed issues of organized crime and corruption. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.